You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the end of last week, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that the government would not be progressing with a capital gains tax. I spoke to Ricardo Menendez-March, the coordinator for Auckland Action Against Poverty, about this decision and how it will affect New Zealanders. I began by asking Ricardo what his thoughts were on the government's decision to scrap the capital gains tax.
Well, we were disappointed that the government didn't proceed with most of the major recommendations from the tax working group. I think the capital gains tax was one of the bare minimum tax recommendations that the government could have implemented to starting capping housing speculation and to start acknowledging that in New Zealand it's incredibly easy to make a profit from housing, and that housing should not be one of the most attractive investment options in any country. So it is disappointing they're not going to be pursuing any taxes which will cap profit through housing speculation.
Do you think that this decision was something that took the country by surprise, particularly with Jacinda Ardern campaigning on making changes to tax in New Zealand?
I think the timing of the decision did take the country by surprise, but upon reflection, I think it is not surprising to see the government not being able to push it through when the largest government party, the Labour Party, did not actively campaign for a capital gains tax once they were part of government. We did see, our ministers being particularly quiet in the lead-up to the decision. And so I'm not surprised that Winston Peters and New Zealand First ultimately held the balance of power in a vacuum where most of the discussion was being dominated by rich property owners and the National Party.
So do you think with that in mind, that the discussions were involving those people, do you think that there's any way that a capital gains tax could be passed in the future? Or was that the only chance we had?
Oh, well, I mean, I think I would hope Jacinda would inevitably backtrack on her statement that she would not be pursuing a capital gains tax so long as she remains leader of the Labour Party. Look, I think there is a chance that next term the makeup of government will be different. We may not have New Zealand First being part of government, and I do hope that the government would consider a capital gains tax then. But I think, why this tax was so significant, it's not so much that it was a silver bullet to address housing speculation. It was that in the absence of any other bold proposal, this was the one thing that the government had in its cards in order to start genuinely capping speculation. So we are disappointed that at the moment there is nothing in the government's program to genuinely start addressing rampant speculation in our housing sector.
So how the fact that the government doesn't have anything sort of in its work program to make a change like that now, how do you think that's going to affect the people in New Zealand?
Well, I think so when you compound the lack of a capital gains tax plus an unambitious state housing stock increase plus genuinely not addressing rent prices in our country, I think we really risk heading into the next few years with the housing crisis further deteriorating. We have seen that other major urban centres in the country have hit record house prices, and that rents across the country continue to rise as the government refuses to introduce any speculation to cap exorbitant rents and housing prices. So I am concerned about the lack of solutions being proposed by this government at this stage.
How does that directly impact New Zealanders? What sort of effect is that going to have on people? Is that going to be something that sort of obviously they talk about a lot in the news at the moment, that nobody's going to ever be able to, no millennial is ever going to be able to buy a house, or people can barely afford to rent. So do you think it's going to affect morale, or will actually legitimately affect people's ability to even get a home in any sense?
I think it will continue widening the the gap between those who have access to assets and those who don't. I mean, you know, we see it at the coalface at Oakland Action Against Poverty, with more people coming in to our doors, requiring assistance to pay rent arrears because they have fallen behind on their rent. And some of the people that we work with who are on a benefit or on earning, you know, low wages, young people in particular, they're spending 2/3 of their income, weekly income, on rent. And that is twice as much as, you know, a lot of the international standards of affordability. And the effects are wide-reaching. It's not just about not being able to afford a home. It's actually about also not being able to afford healthy food. It's about not being able to have anything at the end of the week to start saving in case there's a medical emergency. So I do think that the effects of really high rent and house prices end up having repercussions across other societal areas such as health and just mental well-being. It's not just about, I guess, morale of being a homeowner in the future.
So is there any way that the government can pass legislation that will address inequality in lieu of a capital gains tax? Is there anything that Auckland Action Against Poverty wants to see done or thinks will be done?
Well, there's a lot of things that we would like to see done, I mean, such as introducing other forms of taxes, such as a wealth tax or a tax on speculative transactions, which would help stop investors wanting to put so much money in and speculating in the housing sector.
So could you elaborate on what a wealth tax is?
Yeah, so a wealth tax is basically a tax on, I guess, like basically assets or wealth, which is often not really taxed in New Zealand. So we get taxed a lot for income, as an example. So when you work and you have an income, like, you get taxed for it. But when it comes to assets that people accumulate, it's actually really difficult to start taxing those things, which is why a lot of really wealthy people, for example, rather than just keeping the cash, they end up actually investing it in assets such as trust funds and other things. And in New Zealand, because of the lack of taxes on wealth, this is why we have seen so many of our wealthiest people investing in things like trust funds in New Zealand and overseas as a way to sort of hide their wealth and therefore avoid being taxed for it. And then with speculative transaction taxes, we're talking about taxes on people that are betting on the stock market, which is another example of how our wealthiest make money from nothing. Like, they just kind of bet money and then make more money. Whereas low-income people end up getting taxed for their work, their labor, the fruits and vegetables that they consume. And so there is a real disparity about the burden on tax that low-income people face versus the burden on tax that our wealthiest face, which is really small as a total proportion of their income.
So Auckland Action Against Poverty would like to see those sort of tax reforms. Are there any other reforms or other ways that the government could address this problem that isn't a tax-based piece of legislation?
Yeah, I mean, there are many other sectors that the government could be looking at for reform. Anything including from, for example, benefit levels and the way that our welfare system work would help, close the gap, particularly between those at the lowest end of the socioeconomic sort of scale. Additionally, there's other things such as renters' rights that could be introduced. So even things like limiting the amount by which rents can go by each year, or just generally limiting the amount, the maximum amount somebody can charge for a rental, all things that other parts of the world have started looking at or introducing, but in New Zealand we don't have. So tax is one of the components to reduce wealth inequality, but really there are many other tools that the government has at its disposal to do it. And so, you know, personally, I don't think the government will be exploring other more bolder tax options if they actually didn't even introduce a capital gains tax. But there is still some hope that maybe we'll see some reforms in other areas that they haven't completely ruled out yet.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.